Saturday was a day that brought the community together to celebrate Pride in Picton. For the first time, Bay of Quinte Pride chose Picton to host the event in support of the 2SLGBTQ+ community, and it all started with a colorful and fun parade down Main Street, followed by Pride in the Park at Crystal Palace on the Picton Fairgrounds. The family-friendly party atmosphere included music, dancing, performers, food, and activities for the kids, but it didn't finish there. Pride After Dark took place at Base 31 with a drag show, music, and community connection. I spoke with Mayor Ferguson and Councillor St. Jean just before the parade started, as they tell us more.
This is a pretty important event for Picton, would you say, Mayor Ferguson?
I'd say it's terrific. It looks like a terrific turnout. We are Float 31, so there are 30 ahead of us. It looks like the people are migrating the main street. It's great to see the community out, county out, celebrating and standing up for Pride.
Councillor St. Jean, why do you think this is important?
I think it's important from a perspective that to show and prove that we are an inclusive community, that we welcome everyone here, regardless of your whatever affiliations you may have, religious or otherwise. This is an open, welcoming community, and I think this is a prime example of how we can show it and prove it to all of our residents and our visitors.
Councillor McNaughton talks about the importance of inclusivity.
Councillor McNaughton, why do you think this is important for Picton?
Oh, well, I think it's wonderful. First, it's just a celebration. But second, I think growing up in a small town in Ontario, if you're in any way different than sort of the majority, I think it's really hard and really lonely. And I certainly know that people I know who grew up here or who are growing up here and don't sort of fit that traditional Prince Edward Collegiate Institute mold feel out of place. And I've seen some here today already, and it's a pleasure to be able to just share love and make sure that the youth of our community know that they're fully supported and loved by many people. So it's exciting.
MP Chris Mallette says a few words of support.
People ask, why do we have a whole month, Pride Month, yet we only have a day for our veterans, which is not at all true? Why do we have to have a whole month for, you know, a lifestyle choice? I'll tell you why we need a whole month. Because clearly the message hasn't gotten through. Clearly there is still too much hate. There is still too much intolerance. And until that happens, we're going to have a month of love and inclusiveness. And we as a government are going to be behind it every step of the way.
President of the Bay of Quinte Pride, Maggie Natama, gives opening comments.
I wanted to start with a question. How many times has someone said, we don't need Pride anymore? Maybe you've heard it online, maybe you've read it from or heard it from a friend, a family member, or even a coworker. But the idea is that we made it. Everyone can love who they love and be who they are. And I wish that were true. Because if it were, I wouldn't have to wonder whether a young person will be safe when they come out. I wouldn't have to hear stories of people hiding who they are just to feel accepted. I wouldn't have to watch families struggle between loving their child and accepting who they are. And I certainly wouldn't have to worry about any of this from my own world with my children growing up. But the truth is, Pride isn't just a celebration because the fight is over. Pride is a celebration because despite everything, we're still here. We're still showing up, still choosing love over hate, still building communities where every person knows they belong. And that's why today matters. Every week I get to meet young people who inspire me with their courage, their resilience, and their hope. They remind me why this matters. Because every young person deserves to grow up knowing they belong. Every family deserves to feel supported. And every person deserves to live authentically without fear. So today, as we celebrate, we're also remembering why we're here. Let's celebrate every person who had the courage to be themselves. Let's honor everyone who came before us to make today possible. And let's commit to a future where no child, no parent, no member of our community has to question whether they belong. Because to us, they'll always belong. Thank you for standing with us.
The day brought families and friends together, celebrating Love is Love. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.